A two-year-old greyhound has become the second to die because of racing in just 2 weeks in Tasmania. This comes after 9 greyhound deaths in the state last year on racetracks and more than 300 injuries in 2019. Why is this occurring and how can the numbers be reduced? Dennis Anderson is National President of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Pia.
First, can you tell us a bit more about these most recent greyhound deaths?
Yes, the first one occurred in Hobart on the 9th of January, a dog called Mihi, that dog collided with another dog in the home turn. It fractured its left front leg. It was examined by the vet at the track and then the trainer and owner decided to have the dog euthanized. The second one was on the 21st of January. That was a dog called Vale Falls. It collided with another dog on the first bend and it fractured its right hind leg. It was also examined by the on-track vet and the connections of the dog decided that they would euthanise the dog at the track.
Why are the dogs euthanised rather than treated and, I guess, rehabilitated for a broken leg?
First of all, there's the cost involved. It would cost about $4,000 on average to have the dog treated by the vet. And then, of course, secondly, if the dog has to have pins in its leg or a plate in its leg, it's not going to be competitive on the track anymore and therefore it's of no use to industry participants.
What's causing the majority of these injuries and ultimately deaths on greyhound racetracks?
Okay, there's been a very comprehensive study done on this by the University of Technology in Sydney, and it found that the main cause of these injuries and deaths was crowding together of the dogs on the turns. So when the dogs go into the turn to chase the lure, they collide with one another at about 60 kilometres an hour, and that's when they're breaking their legs.
Wow, okay. So if the research has been done and that's what it's showing is the problem, can we assume that the industry is taking that information and addressing it, so removing some of the bends in the racetrack?
No. I'll give you the example of Greyhound Racing New South Wales because they are the ones who paid for the research done by the university. The university made 3 major recommendations, straight tracks, reduce the number of dogs in the race from 8 to 6, and move the lure from the inside rail to the middle of the track by putting an extended arm on the lure. And Greyhound Racing New South Wales haven't adopted any of those measures, nor has Greyhound Racing Tasmania.
So we've seen 2 greyhound deaths already this year in Tasmania. If we look last year, there were hundreds of injuries in this state alone. Are these sorts of figures rather reflected nationally?
Yes, they are. Yes, nationally there are hundreds of deaths and thousands of injuries.
So what do you want to see done?
Right, well, what we want to see done is a ban. But we recognise that greyhound racing is not going to be banned by state governments because they are so dependent on the taxation that is raised from the gambling industry, and they are also recipients of considerable political donation from the gambling industry. Now, if they're not going to ban it, there are 5 demands that we have for state governments to regulate. We want them to implement whole-of-life tracking from the birth to the death of the dog, that is the natural death. We want them to fund rescues and sanctuaries so the dogs can live out their natural lives once their racing careers have ended. We want them to increase the penalties for doping. A lot of dogs are doped so badly that when they're put up for adoption, they have a range of medical conditions. We want them to reduce breeding and we want them to enact the University of Technology Sydney recommendations to make the track safer.
Well, I guess it remains to be seen whether state governments will adopt any of those, I guess, five demands that you're hoping will be met. Have you had any response from the Tasmanian government about them?
No, we haven't.
All right, that's something we might follow up next week. Dennis Anderson, appreciate your time this afternoon.
Okay, and thank you for giving me the opportunity, Pia. What we're trying to do is raise public awareness of the cruelty in this industry and that in 2020 it's unacceptable to engage in animal cruelty in the name of entertainment and profit.
Appreciate your time this afternoon. Dennis Anderson, National President of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds there. Two greyhounds have died already because of racing in Tasmania. Wonder what you make of that. 4 minutes to five, you're with Pia on Drive this afternoon. Coming up after 5 o'clock.